know, oil's funny stuff. It's messy, expensive, and tastes like crap when mixed with mayonnaise. It's also only found in countries that hate America. Russia, Venezuela, Iraq, Kuwait, Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, Saudi Arabia, and Lilliput. So it's not surprising that George W. needs to find some. Really, it's not surprising.
Situation report, pretty officer.
Went out to rendezvous with the North Pole, sir.
Good. Carry on, pretty officer.
Yes, sir.
George, this is a submarine. He's a petty officer, not a pretty officer.
Right, gotcha, Condi. And just to confirm, once again, submarines travel under, not on the water.
That's right, honey. So, no opening the hatch to watch the sunset.
I hear that.
Or the sunrise, George.
Gotcha. I won't make the same mistake 3 times. Promise.
Good, because you haven't got any more dry uniforms left.
Well, at least I packed my Star Trek jammies.
Yes, very fetching, George. Though the toy phaser gun's a little over the top.
Hey, guys, how long to the rendezvous?
Not long now, Arnie.
God damn it, Arnold, where have you been for the past 2 hours?
In the torpedo room with the pretty officer.
They're called petty officers, Arnie.
Yeah, I know that.
And anyway, the torpedo room's at the front of the sub.
Yeah, I know that too. But with Arnold, every room's a torpedo room, right? Ha, 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 ha. I fully support mixing the sexes on the submarines.
But Arnie, this is an all-male submarine.
What? But he looks so pretty. Nice titties.
Now listen up, you two. As you know, the aim of this mission is to start a secret search for oil under the North Pole.
Why does it have to be secret? Can't we just tag it?
Can't do, Arnold. The environmental lobby will choke on the lentils if they find out what we're up to.
Yeah, goddamn freaking commies. When are they gonna learn that it's oil that makes some of us rich and America strong?
That's right, George. And of course, as long as we get international approval, no one can stop us.
So, who's going to be stupid enough to back us on this?
Whack, my bush.
Bloody George and his crazy schemes. Meet me in the North Pole. Top secret talks. I bet he's not roughing into some disobedient dog pack of a fat farting moron.
I heard that, Tony.
Good. Oh, and I meant it too.
Cheer up, Tony.
Nothing can cheer me up. I'm well known for my tolerance. Just ask any asylum seeker. But sharing a tent with you for 4 nights has gone beyond my limits.
Christ's sakes, Tony. For the last time. I'm sorry, I forgot my sleeping bag. I'm sorry the food rations are all curry-flavoured. And I'm really, really sorry I got aroused by your rhythmic breathing this morning. I don't know what that was.
Oh, look, shut up! In future, just keep your eyes put to yourself. That little incident is never to be mentioned ever again.
Little is gold.
Oh, shut up! Where the hell's George anyway? He should be here by now!
Bet he's tucking into a hot breakfast aboard a nuclear submarine, as we speak.
Oh, right. Stop this. You feed the dogs. I'm going to relieve myself. That curried porridge is starting to head for the South Pole.
Oh, be careful, Tony. Don't expose your backside for too long. It might get frostbite.
I'm sure as long as you've got your ice pick nowhere near, it'll be fine and dandy.
Wag my bush. Come on.
Sirs, we've reached the rendezvous point and are ready to surface.
Good work, Commander. I'll take over from here.
No, you won't, George.
Oh, gee whiz, Connie. You're always stopping me from having some fun. Give me one good reason why I can't pilot this thing to the surface.
Apart from the fact you're wearing Star Trek jammies?
Okay, give me another reason. Bearing in mind, I'm thinking of appointing a new ambassador to the female-friendly country of Saudi Arabia.
Don't threaten me, George.
Where I hear this season's new look is head-to-toe in black hijabs.
All right, George. You can take it to the surface.
Yes! George is in charge! Right, Commander?
Yes, sir.
A periscope.
Oh, Mr. President.
Whack my bush.
Bloody George. Bloody curried porridge. Stuck on a polar ice cap, literally freezing my butt off.
Whack my bush.
Now, Tony, are you sure you're okay?
Yes, fine.
Geez, Tony, I'm sure sorry about that. I mean, what are the chances, eh?
Yeah, in this part of the world, you'd expect to put your periscope up for an ice hole, not your ass.
Yes, all right, Prescott, we get your point.
Guys, come quick. We are under attack.
Attack? But no one knows we're here.
Well, apart from my wife.
Goddamn Russians.
No, she's from Yorkshire.
Shut up, moron. Right, time for this commander-in-chief to go to war. Arnold, arm the torpedoes. Condi, alert the Pentagon. Mr. Prescott?
Yes, sir.
There's cake in the galley.
You fucking beauty.
Well, hello, sailors. Here's a bit of a pickle. And George is in charge of a nuclear attack sub. Who'd be attacking them at the North Pole? Osama in a kayak? Jihadi Eskimos? Maybe it's pissed off polar bears. Who knows? But find out in the next icy, nipple-hardeningly cold episode of...
Whack My Bush.
Hey, yo, audience. I could have been a contender for this show, you know, but I don't want no Italian stallion, see? They say I'm too slow, you know? So as my career is like all screwed up and that, go to the website, wagmybush.com, and donate a few bucks. I gotta eat, you know?
Hey, Sly, eat lead!